My name's Erin Edgell.
Hi, and my name's David Davis.
Welcome to another edition of Resonate with Edgell
and Davis.
So, my friend,
how are you doing? I'm good. Another beautiful sunny day.
Indeed.
I'm not complaining.
No, can't complain. Can't complain at all. Hope all's well with everyone out there listening to us. Let's get started. So, the question that I'm going to put to you, D, is in order to see through another person, we've got to first see through ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Most people say, how can I find out whether someone is the real deal in anything? Now, we're talking like just on a on an everyday level. How can I find out whether someone's genuine?
Yeah.
Right? And they reckon, and when I say they, the sages of this world, past, say that we first got to see through ourselves. And then I'm able to see through you. I'm able to see through you. You're able to see through me and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I just want to get your take on it in terms of where you're at with that and what do you think about that in terms of how does that resonate with you? So if you're in a situation where you meet someone for the first time,
yeah,
and you want to quickly get to know that person, right? If you've got to know yourself, warts and all, then you're probably going to be able to get to know that person almost straight away. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to detect whether that person is the real deal or not.
Okay.
Because you've first seen through yourself.
Okay. So, that said, I look at anyone that I meet, anybody that I meet, this because I don't know them from first hand, so there's no judgment. There's no judgment call. And I treat people the way I like to be treated. So therefore, when I meet someone, if I feel there's a mutual respect, and you kind of get that initially, don't you? You kind of get when someone either looks down on you, or you kind of think, no, someone looks above you, or think they're just better than you. You kind of get that initial feeling. And that feeling could be wrong until you actually get to know them. Because we're all very guarded, aren't we? When we meet someone, I believe, we wear a mask. And that mask, normally, after a period of time, starts to slip. But until that point, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, as long as you treat me with respect.
Right.
But eventually you can't keep up the mask.
Right.
So if you're a person that's not genuine, that mask is just gonna slip and slip until I actually see who you really are.
Right.
But initially I'm gonna give you the grace.
Really?
Yeah. If you're treating me with respect, yeah.
But how can I treat you, or how can you treat me with respect if you've not worked on being respectful for yourself, or I've not worked on respectful for me? So take, for example, I've met you. Mm-hmm. I don't do any work on myself. Mm-hmm. And when I say work, we're talking about inner work, my emotions. If I get stressed a lot, why do I get stressed? Do you know what I mean? If I'm feeling, you know, irascible all the time, why am I feeling like that? That kind of work on myself, right? If I'm not doing that, then I'm coming to you mechanical. I'm meeting you for the first time. Mm-hmm. I've got the mask on, as you turn around and say, right? Now, you don't know whether that mask is authentic or not.
No.
So the point I'm trying to make is, if you've worked on your mask and your mask is no longer down, mm-hmm. at that first conversation with me, you're going to say to yourself, Is he the real deal? Not in any form of judgment, but in awareness to the point where you recognise that because before you became the real deal, you had to look at yourself. You had to look at yourself. I had to look at myself. So therefore, when I do meet someone, it's a case of, is she or is he the real deal? That's the first thing I'm thinking. It's not a case of respect as such. It's just genuinely, is that person the real deal? Now, we were having a conversation off air, right?
Yeah.
And when you was talking to me about that situation, the first thing that was went through my mind was, if, and I'm saying this detrimentally to you, I'm just saying it out loud, if you was alert, awake, in that moment, even when you were describing that person, in my mind, I was thinking, not in judgment, but in awareness. What's that person's motive? Mm-hmm. Right? And so it's not a case of thinking I'm being neurotic and I'm thinking everybody is, there's something wrong with everybody. I'm just thinking, before I make not even a judgment, but before I get to know this person, I've got to think that this person could not be the person that they're showing up to be. They could not be that person. So I'm going to be not guarded, not reserved, not like, oh, I'm not going to show you why. I'm just going to be mindful that you might not be who you say you are, or you might not be who you say you are. And when, as you mentioned, when that mask slips because that person's not doing any work on themselves, I don't become shocked. I'm not shocked, because then I look at it and think, I knew.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked. And I wasn't shocked with that particular situation that we spoke about off air, because, and I'm not shocked when I meet other individuals or group of people that way. I'm not shocked. There's not a lot that shocks me anymore, because I believe in my awareness.
Right.
But it's probably in the subconscious somewhere, what you just said. But it's not the forefront of my mind to think, is this person the real deal? But I believe it's somewhere here.
Right.
Because you do wait for that mask at some point.
Right.
Because I know after a few meetings, it could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, second meeting, whatever it may be, it will slip. It will start to slip.
Why do you think it will slip? What's the reason why it will slip, do you think? If a person after a few 3 or 4 weeks, you actually think, bloody hell, he's not the person that I thought it was, or she's not the person that I thought. Yeah. Why do you think it slipped their mask? What's the reason for it?
Because it's showing the true person.
And
let's,
so,
let's, if it comes,
right?
Yeah, example,
yeah, yeah.
So here we go. I'm going on a date. Never met this person before. She's never met me before. We hook up.
Right.
You're opening doors.
Right.
You're pulling out the chairs.
Right.
You're sitting down.
Right.
You're having great conversation.
Yeah.
And you're mirror imaging, whether you're doing it purposely, but everything's going so well.
Right.
And then the bill comes. And the bill comes and you go, no, I'm going to pay. And she's going, you sure? Yeah. But no, you pay the bill. Yeah. And then that bill's paid. And then after 2 or 3 weeks, this girl finds that the doors don't open anymore. She finds that the chair doesn't get pulled out. This is a mask now, because you're on your best behaviour.
Right.
When you initially meet someone, you're always on your, whether it be guarded, but your best behaviour. And then as the time goes on and you start to get either used to that individual, or you just start to think, oh, I'm slipping into my ways. But you don't even realise you're slipping into your ways, because you're not alert enough, you're not awake enough. It just happens that mask is beginning to slip. And when the bill comes, should we split this one? And she's thinking, hang on a minute, the doors aren't open anymore, the seats aren't pulled out, and I've got to pay half the bill. So maybe her expectations were high, but we're not, that's a different subject. But the facts are that mask is now gone because that's what you showed them initially, which really wasn't you.
Right.
But she wasn't probably awake enough or alert enough to know that you had that mask in the first place.
Right. And how is she going to know that?
But in my subconscious, I kind of think it's there, but I don't kind of bring it forward to think, okay, I wonder what this person really, really wants.
Right.
From me.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But I know it's there.
Yeah.
But I don't kind of purposely bring that forward to my mind. As I say, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying everyone should do that, but we do need to kind of look within ourselves, because if we continue to let this mask slip till it falls off, and we don't like what we see, we don't like that person, and we're still involved with that person, well then that's, we've got an issue, not them, because they're just being who they are, because that's all they know.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of, when you ask me that particular question, that's the way I look at it, rightly or wrongly. I mean, you might give me throw something back at me where it makes me kind of think in a different way, but at the moment, that's how I'm relating to your question.
But in that example that you gave, if that person, whoever it was, if that person was alert and awake within themselves,
mm-hmm.
and realise that this person that I'm with is now being on the best behaviour,
mm-hmm.
and the only reason that that person's been on their best behaviour is because they want something from me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they were working on themselves to be best, to be good anyway, they wouldn't be in a situation where they would want something from me in the first place. So, to use your example, paying the bill would just be paid automatically,
mm-hmm.
because there's no agenda, to use that word, in terms of that exchange, right? So I can be in a situation and be myself, whether it's on a Monday, whether it's on a Sunday, whatever day it is, I can be myself. Primarily because I've looked at myself, I've gone through the shock of looking at myself, warts and all. So therefore, I can look at you. And not be judgmental, but think to myself, I wonder if this person is the real deal. I wonder. Time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. Yeah.
Time will tell. So what I don't do, I don't put myself in a situation where I'm committing myself.
Okay.
To that situation, to that person,
mm-hmm.
I'm just observing.
Yeah.
Whereas if he or she isn't doing the work on themselves, they're not aware that I'm just observing.
Mm-hmm.
Not aware that I'm looking at them trying to be their best self in order to impress me,
yeah.
or vice versa, in order for me to impress you or to impress you. So go back to the initial statement. In order to see through someone, we first have to see through ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be in a situation where I can be relaxed with you or with you or with anyone, it's because I'm first relaxed with myself. And it all connects with this level of awareness that it doesn't matter who we're around, who I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
If someone does something detrimental to me, it's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
It really is fine. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that as in like there's something super duper about me, because it's not. It's fine because all you're doing is telling me what you're really all about.
Yeah.
So that's great.
And what you probably already knew.
Well, yeah. So in other words, if someone says to you or to you, I don't really do any work on myself. I don't observe myself in any given moment. I don't ask myself why I'm feeling grumpy or why I'm feeling stressed or why I'm feeling happy. In any given moment, I don't do anything like that. Really, I'm unconscious and therefore I'm mechanical. I then have to be, you have to be wary of that individual. Not in a negative way, but as in like, something's going to happen here sooner rather than later, which is going to back up that concept. Something's going to happen.
But how many people would actually turn around and say, would you turn around and say, I'm not aware of myself, I'm just mechanical, I'm just going through the motions and what will be will be. Do you actually say that to yourself? Do you say that to yourself?
The vast majority of people don't say that to themselves.
Exactly.
There's only a small minority of people who ask themselves
so
that.
How do you get to the level of looking at yourself and saying, I need not to be mechanical, I need to kind of start looking into my soul, my heart, my wisdom, so I can actually portray and be a better person. How do they do that?
When that individual realizes that they can't really get anything from that external world, everything starts with self. When that individual realizes that if I want a nice person in my life, it has to start with me.
Can we explain to our viewers what the external world is?
The external world is whenever we go, we leave our wherever we live, and we go into an environment where there's a lot of people, whether it's work, whether it's in the supermarket, whether it's down at the beach, wherever it is, that is the external world. And if we understand that when we're out in that external world, when we're in the supermarket, when we're in the beach, when we're just walking down the street and we see people, the vast majority of people think that their happiness is going to come from that external world. So it's like, I need to make more money. I need to get a bigger house. I need to meet someone phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to save me. That's going to make me feel happy. Mm-hmm. They don't realise that by working on themselves, right, when they go out in that external world, right, they will then see the vast majority who don't work on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they can be in that situation on the everyday level, going to work, going to the beach, going for a walk, and being amongst all these people who they know that aren't doing any work on themselves because they're quite mechanical, but they can still operate in that situation. So therefore, then you get a situation where when you meet somebody for the first time, you'll know almost instantly whether that person is the real deal. You'll know. And it's not ego. It's not because you think that you're better than them. It's primarily because you understand now that happiness is an internal thing, right? Authenticity is an internal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being the real deal, as it were, is an internal thing. So if you are the real deal, then you're going to be able to spot someone else who's the real deal, right? Similarly, if you are the real deal, you'll spot someone who's not the real deal.
Yeah.
Can you dig that?
I get it.
And again, it's quite uncomfortable initially for someone to listen to this conversation and think, yeah, do you know what? I'm not really the real deal. Or I'm not who I really say I am.
Mm-hmm.
When David was talking about paying the bill, yeah, I've done that a few times. I've, like, you know, pull the chair up and all of a sudden I'm not doing that. I've actually done that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shock that most people need to go through and realise, yeah, that's me. And it's through that shock then you can shock yourself into some sort of salvation and do something about it, Dee. And you can do something about it
transform
and change.
Yeah.
So then you're operating in this external world. Oh, yeah. I've just seen the way that person's spoke to that other person. I've seen the look on that person's face. They don't, they look really grumpy. They look, sad, or they look angry. That tells me a lot about that person. Again, not judgmental. It tells me a lot.
Or they could be constantly in front of you, happy.
Mm.
I mean, is that also a possibility with an individual that you think, hang on a minute? I mean, listen, we're not we're kind of quite mellow, relaxed characters, right?
Yeah.
And we've got this synergy between us on a variety of different things. But I've never seen us miserable together, never.
So why do you think that is?
But I also haven't seen us overly happy.
Right.
Where you can get people that are overly happy.
Right.
And you think to yourself, I suppose if you've got that inner depth of knowing who you are.
Right.
And looking at that person going, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Look at a lot of comedians.
Right.
They're constantly laughing, joking, telling us jokes, telling us this. And a lot of them are quite depressed.
Yes, yeah. And that's because they're not doing their inner work. They're doing the external. Ah, right. If I'm happy in this external world.
Living in that external world.
And not the inner world. That's not the true world.
Because when they're getting in their inner self,
yeah,
the doors are closed behind them.
Right.
In their own internal world.
Right.
It's just depression.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Going round and round and round.
And that's the vast majority of people. If it's you listening to this conversation, I hope, and I know David sincerely hopes, that it shocks you into doing something about it. Not as in spending loads of money in order to find out this information. You can just do it right now by looking at yourself and saying, do you know what? Am I happy? Am I really happy? Why am I always miserable if I'm miserable? Why am I always stressed if I'm stressed? Those little things, by asking yourself those little things, you'll eventually get the answers. And then all of a sudden, you'll transform that, become a better person, then you'll be able to be in this situation where you can say, right, I spent 2 minutes in that person's company and they're not for me. Or I spent 2 minutes in that person's company. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's primarily, it's not a judgment. It's primarily because you first looked at yourself, right? And then you can actually see through, as I mentioned right at the top, you can see through another individual, whether that's on a positive level or a negative level.
Yeah, I get it now. I get it. I mean, if you look at our situation, when we met through a mutual friend, and we met 3 hours later, conversed about so many different things.
Right.
So many things, which on a level which had I experienced before, not put into reality, it's been there, but not put into some form of a category where I thought, wow, it's like I've known you for years.
That's because we're asking each other uncomfortable questions, or we're asking questions that people don't usually get asked, as we're trying to do.
And if they do get asked, this, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
They're uncomfortable.
I don't want to speak about that.
Yeah.
Not realising by speaking about that and looking at that, that's what's going to transform them for the better.
For sure.
So, before we bring this thing down for a landing, again, just to clarify, in order to see through someone else, in order for you to see through someone else, you first got to see through yourself. I've got to see through myself. You've got to see through yourself. It's a painful, when I say pain, we're not going to get like injured, but it's painful as in emotionally painful to look at it. Because most of us think that we're better than who we are.
Well most of us are also scared of emotion.
Yeah, right. But if you've got the courage to look, eventually that turns into real salvation.
Great conversation.
Hope you've enjoyed it. Until next time, look after yourself. Bye for now.
From Davis, David Davis, and
Erwin Edgell.
Bye for now.